Welcome, Frederick's Podcast number 10. In this episode, we're going to go deep, deep into the mind, exploring the subconscious, pareidolia, emergent words. Human beings have a tendency to look for patterns. They'll even create patterns where none exist. Salvador Dali explored this with a paranoid critical method of painting. First, I'd like to just examine a recent experience I have with emergent words I feel comfortable describing as a form of pareidolia. Sounds that I twist my perception in a search for a pattern and meaning. I was recently remixing a call to the best show on WFMU, hosted by the diabolical comedic mind, Tom Sharpling.
Yo, hello?
An emergent word was created in the echoes. Here. Right here. Blow ya up. Then it changes to blow me up. You hear it?
Constantly. Oh, don't get me started.
Here we go.
How do they look?
Pareidolia is a psychological phenomena involving a vague and random stimulus, often an image or sound, being perceived as significant. Common examples include seeing images of animals or faces in clouds, or maybe Jesus on a piece of toast. That's not from the Wiki article, that's me. The man in the moon, or the moon rabbit, and hearing hidden messages on records played in reverse.
I don't know how many of you guys are old enough to remember, but there was this whole big deal. I think it revolved a lot around Led Zeppelin, but where they could, people claimed that when you played the records backwards, there were messages. But one thing I observed about that early on was that you didn't really hear what they heard until they told you what they heard. Then it was like you were listening, and it's sort of like they created the pattern beforehand for you. I think that's interesting. And I wondered how often other patterns that were prescribed for us, we just automatically see and assume are natural, when really it's nothing more than an implantation of an idea upon basically randomness. Not trying to scare you, but I think it's worth thinking about.
Oh, were you hiding under the bed? Huh? Yeah, okay. Oh, man, what the hell is that? Oh, were you hiding under the bed? Huh?
Hi, this one that's been trying to get a hold of you and you trying to get a hold of me. I apologize, but again.
Hi, my name is Linda and I'm calling for an instant reference to a past
This deleted. I'm very sorry for calling you. I was very ill, and the medications that I was on worse than the sickness. Anyway, I'm feeling better, a little bit better now, and I'm most serious about the sun. It also has some, you might want to have a look at.
Today, September 16th, 2010, I just found out that the fantastic newscaster Edwin Newman has passed away.
Edwin Newman, NBC.
He was more than a newscaster.
And so in honor of him, when people that I really respect and admire pass, I usually go back and try to listen to recordings of them.
Edwin Newman, NBC.
So I was listening to an interview he did with Marshall McLuhan back, I forget now.
I remember. 1971, Fredericks. 71.
And in a delightful bit of synchronicity,
here we go.
Something I look for as an indicator that I'm moving in the right direction. It's hard to tell in this random world. But synchronicity gives a resonance, at least for me. So, while I'm talking to you about emergent words, words emerging from echoes, what is McLuhan start talking about with Newman? That's right, echoes. Echology. Ecology.
Oh, tricky.
God, I love words.
Yeah, you use enough of them.
Echoes. What words emerge for you?
What do they tell you?
About yourself. I just heard that I'm selfish. Huh. I don't know if I like this so much anymore.
I think I'm just starting to understand it.
According to Soren Kierkegaard, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards.
I noticed that.
That reminded me of something Joe Campbell said, that he couldn't figure out about where he was headed in his life until he reached, you know, older age, as you say. I don't know exactly how old, I don't recall.
Of course not. You're older.
But that he could see a pattern and everything connected and it made perfect sense when he looked backward.
Yeah, that's the trick.
And since I've done more research, I've come to question whether that pattern is a genuine pattern or just something Mr. Campbell created in his head to explain the randomness of his choices up to that point in his life. I see patterns in my life, but
I see them too.
I see faces in clouds sometimes.
Yeah. Hmm. People see a lot of things, Fredericks. A lot of things.
It can be disturbing, depending on how you look at it.
I'm gonna look at it from over here. Looks fine.
The seasons appear to occur, you know, slowly. Well, actually, depending on how old you are, as you get older, it seems like the seasons change faster.
Yeah, time may be relative, according to Albert Einstein.
But it's really only relatively short patterns that we have any opportunity of perceiving. That's why fruit flies are so important to science, as much as they get used as an object of ridicule. People are studying fruit flies and they spent $1 million. Yeah, well, that's because their lives are so short. And observing their patterns, we can perhaps apply them to our patterns.
I don't have any patterns.
It's like the life of planets. We have people that we call old. But if we're old, then, you know, what is a mountain? What is the core of the earth? Ancient?
That seems inadequate. Woefully inadequate.
Perception. Always back to perception.
What else you got?
In our words, affect our perceptions.
No, they don't.
almost sound like I'm echoing myself from previous podcasts.
Yeah, well, you've been known to repeat yourself. I don't hear any words in those echoes. Guess it doesn't work all the time.
Sometimes synchronicity can be overwhelming. When I was taking a break from recording that previous part of the podcast, I finished listening to the Edwin Newman, Marshall McLuhan discussion. And besides thinking about how far television has devolved in the 40 years since that was broadcast, I was also struck by the synchronistic resonance of the topics that McLuhan was discussing. I'm just going to play a very brief example. I want to play the whole thing, but I'm just going to play a brief excerpt from, strictly speaking, Marshall McLuhan with Edwin Newman, who passed away just the other day.
That had previously been created by ages of private consciousness. And the gap between the private and the collective consciousness ends.
Which struck me as being exactly what I would do with my podcast. Then McLuhan said this, and it blew my mind.
It's a world of resonance in which everything happens at once. Everything bangs against everything. An ecological world is a world of echo land.
It's a world of simultaneous resonance.
Simultaneous resonance. That's what I call synchronicity. When you find the patterns and the simultaneous resonances. Holy.
Ecological. Maybe that's the only way the world's logical. Is he saying bad logic? I hope not.